Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome to a new edition of LWIM's Truth of the Matter, a daily podcast where we bycast all the lies, all the deceit, all of the deception out there to give you, that's right, the truth of the matter. This is your host, Gio, and I'm glad you're able to join me for today's podcast. Once again, I'd like to remind all of our listeners that if you have any questions or comments that you would like for us to address on this show, please email us info@lwim.org. info@lwim.org. Did you know that it seems like the NEA, which stands for the National Education Association, is backing same-sex marriage? The Conservative Educators Caucus, which is an organization within the NEA made up of conservative teachers. They claim that the NEA threw their full support behind homosexual marriage during an annual meeting that is held in California. Concerned teachers within the NEA contacted their local officials who denied such support. Now, according to resolutions B-13 and I-13, the NEA opposes the, quote, discriminatory treatment of same-sex couples, end quote, and it believes that, quote, such couples should have the same legal rights and benefits as similarly situated heterosexual couples, end quote. Now, the resolution also states that they will support affiliates that seek to, quote, enact state legislation that guarantees to same-sex couples the right to enter into a legally recognized relationship, end quote. And that the, quote, NEA will support its affiliates in opposing state constitutional and or statutory provisions that could have the effect of prohibiting the state and its political subdivisions from providing the same rights and benefits to same-sex couples, end quote. Now it's time for today's commentary. Obviously, these moves are all political, but the question that I ask is the following. Why is it that teachers, educators, are trying to impose liberal political views on students? I thought that we were sending our young children to school to learn about history, math, language arts, music, things that they would need to learn in order to get by life, in order to learn, right? That's what we send our kids to school. But obviously, we're also sending them to school so that our teachers can indoctrinate them on liberal political views. What is going on here? What is going on in our schools that now teachers have not only become educators, but they have also become political idealists? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for our teachers. And also for those of you that are in school, you need to stand up to your teachers, understanding that they're trying to feed you a load of garbage. Remember, you must stand for truth. The truth will set you free. Now, on another little interesting news bit, we have revision. That's right, revision happening to the Bible. In a news bit out of the Associated Press, the top-selling Bible in North America is undergoing its first revision in 25 years. The NIV, also known as the New International Version, has been the Bible of choice for, quote, conservative evangelicals. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it promises to reopen a contentious debate about changing gender terms in the sacred text. The revision is scheduled to be completed late next year and published in 2011, official said Tuesday. Past attempts to remake the NIV for contemporary audiences have been plagued by controversies about gender language. Supporters say such changes are more accurate and make the Bible more accessible, but critics contend they twist meaning or smack of political correctness. I find it interesting. Why can't we revise the people's paychecks, their pension plans, those that are revising the Bible? Who in their right mind has the authority or feels like they have this godly authority to revise the Bible? Didn't Jesus say that you could not take a word or add a word to the prophecy in the book of Revelation? And can't we apply that to the rest of the Bible? Why would you want to change anything in order to make the Bible politically correct? That's the whole point. The reason that there are many that contend and have a problem with the Bible is because it isn't politically correct. Why? Because there's truth contained within its pages. And we've spoken about this on this very show. We don't want to be, how would you call it, controversial? because the truth is controversial nowadays, but the truth is what sets you free, John 8:32. But now the Bible is too harsh. It gives us a mirror through which we must look, and it makes us accountable for our own lives. That we don't want that. We definitely don't want to offend the feminist. Now, do we? So therefore, we have to change God's word in order to make it more politically correct. That is sacrilegious, ladies and gentlemen. It is evil. It is wrong. So what do you recommend, Gio? Well, for me, I've always kept to some of the older versions of the Bible. Yes, I understand some of the text is a little old. I understand that. But the closer we maintain the Bible to the original text, the more we understand its original meaning and what it wants to try to say to us. What is it that God wants to say to us? Not what some politically correct, inclined individual who wants to revise the Bible in order to make it less controversial wants to say to us. I don't want man to speak to me. I want God to speak to me through his holy word. And that's that. I'd like you to invite others to listen to these podcasts. Have them log into our website, www.lwim.org, and also share these podcasts with other friends. You can also download these free of charge on a daily basis through our website. Again, that website address once again is lwim.org. Until tomorrow's program, may the Lord shine his face upon you.